Chapter 42. Mariana's Trench. Jill had one mission. She needed to get drunk immediately. She went straight from the restroom to the bar. There was a lot of anger she had to drink away. Anger with herself, mostly. But the asshole was the focus of her rage right now, and he would be until she sobered up, which wasn't on the agenda for a long time. Maybe never. Even though rage was at the forefront of her mind, a weird sense of elation was running through her as well. It was eating away at the anger. She had to constantly think about how he talked to her and how disrespectful he was, but she kept finding herself putting on a pair of rose-colored glasses. She didn't know his name. He hadn't bought her an extravagant dress or given her some spending money, but he had made her come, and it felt more life-changing than any of those stupid trinkets. "Shot of vodka," Jill demanded to the bartender. The bartender turned his head slightly in her direction. Jill knew him, of course, and as usual, she wasn't on great terms with him. He had tried to fuck her many times over the years, and she had done her usual Jill thing of leading him on, making him think he was going to get some, and then at the last minute blueballing the fuck out of him. To Jill, scams were the most personal human interaction anyone could have besides fucking. The trust that you developed and then took away was so intimate that it could be categorized up there with rape and murder. Anytime Jill ran a scam with a guy, he always felt the need to try and fuck her. Scams made dudes horny, and she knew it. It was like they were in so deep together that the next move was obviously to fuck, and in some cases, she'd give in. But she only did that so that when she scammed him, he never saw it coming. The bartender was not one of those cases. She knew she'd be back eventually, and that if she fucked him, the next scam would come with its own set of problems. The bartender lined up a shot of vodka and put it in front of her. "I fucking knew your name wasn't Danny," he whispered. Jill rolled her eyes at him and threw the shot down the back of her throat. She couldn't believe how out of practice she was. Lurch must have hit her harder than she thought. It was such a rookie move to leave on her necklace when she was running a scam. "Another," Jill said, ignoring the bartender's taunt. He did as instructed and refilled her shot glass. "What are you doing later?" he asked as he wiped down the bar. "You want to hit an after-hours with me?" Jill looked up from the shot glass to the bartender and studied his face. She couldn't work out what was going on. Hadn't he seen her go into the employee's bathroom at the asshole? Maybe guys just didn't give a fuck, she thought. Even the thought of sloppy seconds didn't stop them from wanting to fuck the prom queen. Jill did the shot and slammed the glass back on the bar. "Just pour me another one, loser," she spat. "And while you're doing that one, pour me up another couple as well, so you don't have to bother me all night." The bartender shook his head as he put two more shot glasses next to hers. "Whatever your name is," he said as he poured vodka into the three glasses. "You're a real fucking cunt, aren't you?"
"You fucking know it,"
she said before she slammed back one of the shots. Jill watched as the bartender walked away. She was at a low point in her life, but there was no way she was ever going to fuck some loser drink jockey. Well, not unless he was hot, anyway. She sat at the bar for a while, watching the restroom door out of the corner of her eye. He hadn't left yet. She had thoughts of going back in and giving him a piece of her mind, which added more fuel to the rage fire that was making her dig her nails into the palms of her hands. It was a cute idea, but she knew what would happen. She would see him, and she would fall into his web again. She would get down on her knees and give him the best blowjob he had ever gotten, just to show him what he was missing. Jill fought back tears, real tears, as she contemplated the situation she was in now. In a few hours, she had gone from an opulent life, lazing by the pool, to sitting at a shitty bar drinking shots, pissed at the guy who had fucked her in a dank restroom and whose cum was now dribbling out of her pussy. She gave one final side-eye glance at the restroom before she stood up, holding onto the bar for safety. Jill knew she had to get out of there before she did something totally out of character and showed some real emotion. She pounded the remaining shots and made a beeline for the door. She swung past the employee's restroom, hoping beyond hope that the asshole would emerge from his den and bump into her again. But he didn't.
"Put it on his tab," Jill slurred as she walked out the door.
She didn't wait for a reply from the bartender or to see if he'd even heard her. She just walked out and hoped no one chased after her. #StandardJill
Jill got her phone out and pulled the Uber app up, but every time she tried to order a new ride, the billing portal opened.
"That fucking Gardner," she muttered to herself. "I let him suck on my breasts and eat me out in the back of that car, and he cuts me off my fucking Uber?"
She was regretting not being nice to the bartender. He probably would have given her his actual credit card to use, but she did have some cash now, and she was able to do the unthinkable and catch a taxi. Her losing streak was getting out of hand, so she decided to try and finish the night with an actual W and hit another bar before last call. She didn't get far before she realized how drunk she was and had to initiate autopilot, limiting her mental energy output before she ended up passed out on the street, or worse, in some ugly guy's basement. Her pride wouldn't let her go back to the bar in case the asshole was still there. There was no rage anymore, only lust, and she just couldn't handle rejection right now. After walking slash stumbling for 10 minutes, no bar or taxi or human came within shouting distance of her. She was lost and alone. Jill saw a small park in front of her, and for some drunken, horror movie-inspired reason, she decided that she could hold up there for a while and get sober and make a more rational decision. She hoped, with any luck, the usual park rapists that she imagined lived in the area would be away, possibly raping someone else, but just in case she grabbed the small taser that inhabited her purse. It had never been used, but it was standard equipment for Jill when she was out scamming and slamming, though she assumed it would be used on a jealous skank way before it got used on a dude. She flicked it on and off, and the taser made its familiar zap-zap. Thoughts of tasering herself flashed through her mind. It would be the perfect way to end the day. The playground smelled of piss, which was to be expected. It was your standard fort construction with monkey bars and a twisting covered slide. Considering the state of the park, the playground wasn't in bad shape. Jill assumed it was probably built via crowdfunding or some rich guy trying to give something back to the community other than chlamydia. She practically dove into the covered slide and curled into a ball. There was enough room at the bottom that she could safely lie down out of view of the street. The light from her phone lit up the inside of the slide, and she scrolled through the direct messages on her Instagram account. There was a litany of men's names that would drop whatever and whoever they were doing to come and pick her up, but she didn't want them. She wanted the asshole who had treated her worse than any guy had before. The negativity was weighing her down, and there was only one thing to do. She needed something positive to wake up to, because waking up with a hangover in a covered slide in a playground in a seedy park in the middle of downtown was going to be rough. Jill pulled up Instagram's new post function, then went to her photo library and accessed the folder called Latergram. It was the only picture folder she had downloaded from her iCloud using Starbright's shitty Wi-Fi. She guessed she had known her night was going to really need this. Latergram was a collection of photos she kept to use at a later date to make it look like she was on a luxury vacation somewhere, or eating at a fancy restaurant, or shopping at a high-end boutique, buying something regular people could only dream of. It was a pure vanity collection. Each and every one had been photoshopped to perfection and uploaded to the cloud for later use. She knew this day was coming, but she had no idea it would be followed by this night. Jill selected the hottest photo she had. Of course, it was her, showing ample cleavage with a big smile on her face, seated at a small table with a juicy lobster in front of her. The caption she added to the post was simple: "Enjoying hashtag single life." Even though she never intimated she was in a relationship on social media, every time she was single she let the world know, and it caused a flood of biblical proportions each and every time. Being an Instagram babe and owning up to having a boyfriend was one quick way to lose a bunch of followers, unless that guy was more famous. Dudes hated nothing more than seeing that an object of their affection was off the menu. Deep down, they knew they would never be able to get an Instagram babe for themselves, but as long as the object of their fantasies was seemingly single, the hope was still there. Jill hit the share button and sent her net of love out into the internet, hoping to catch a lot of small fry and, just maybe, one big fish to replace Max. After putting the phone back in her purse, she took hold of the taser again, flicking it on and off to make sure she was not as alone as she felt. Tears were swelling in her eyes as she wrapped her arms around herself as tightly as she could. For the first time in her adult life, the sobbing was real, and there was no one else to see it.